One of the things Kara shared this morning was a quote, and I don't know who you quoted, but she said, love until it hurts. Love until it hurts. And if you need a Band-Aid, you may come to me or Matt or Jake or Jeff or anybody for a Band-Aid. Love until it hurts and see if it makes a difference in your life this week. We're continuing in Malachi 3. Where the Lord, through Malachi, has continued to challenge the priests and the communities to live ethically with one another. He is encouraging them to turn to the Lord. He has rebuked their doubt of God's love. Malachi reprimands the faithfulness of the priests and the people. Faithlessness of the people. Malachi works on to teach and build peaceful communities. And these communities have suffered physical abuse, economic abuse, emotional abuse, and psychological abuse. But he is telling them, work for peace. Work toward peace. We will be reading today of Malachi's announcement and warning that their Lord will come. He will come to judge his people first. They must totally trust the Lord with all of their possessions. They are to learn that giving is actually an expression of love. Remember their gifts to the temple and were the wounded lamb or the unhealthy sheep. Giving needed to be recognized as an expression of love. When we give in the name of the Lord, he will respond to our giving. We're reading from Malachi 3, verse 1. I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. The Lord will come to purify and to judge, but he will send one before him to prepare his way. And we now believe that that was John the Baptist who would come to prepare the way for Jesus. Verse 2. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soup. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord as in days gone by, as in former years. And so I will come to put you on trial. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, perjurers, against those who defraud laborers on their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive the foreigners among you of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty. Those who will stand before the Lord will have clean hands and a clean heart. Psalm 24, 3 and 4 reads, who may ascend to the mountain of the Lord, who may stand in his holy place, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart, and does not trust in an idol or swear by the false gods. They obviously were beginning to value their property and their items more than their relationship with the Lord. Guard your hearts. Avoid selfishness. Avoid selfish ambition. Know that God is looking at our hearts. Recognize your gifts and talents and review how they are being used. Fight against distractions that prevent us from walking closely to the Lord. These are all the message back then and still remain the message today. He truly wants us to enjoy the things that he has entrusted us with. As long as we do it with all glory to God, when we surrender our hearts and worship God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, we become unstoppable, faithful stewards. Listen carefully to this quote. We are building the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. We are building the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. God has entrusted us to aid in the building of his kingdom of earth as it is in heaven. Find joy in doing that. Praise God in having the opportunity to do that. God remains faithful in spite of Israel's history of unfaithfulness. There was a breaking of the covenant by withholding the proper tithes. Verse 6. I, the Lord, do not change, so you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Sometimes we need to be thinking about that when we're so depressed or worried or angry. How are we to return to you, God? Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you in tithes and offerings? You are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. As I was reading and studying, I was thinking, personally, am I giving him my all? Am I giving him my best? Those days that I am not, that I feel like I'm not, it may look like it on the outside, but if it's not right in my heart, I need to go to him immediately and spend time with him. What am I robbing him of? Am I not taking an opportunity to share with someone? Am I not being as nice as I could be to someone? Right? If I am him, if he is in my heart and he's my light, I need to be like him. And don't rob him of the gifts that he's given to me. You are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruits before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. And then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. You have spoken arrogantly against me, says the Lord, yet you ask, what have we said against you? You have said, it is futile to serve God. What do we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about the mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly evildoers prosper, and even when they put God to the test, they get away with it. I'm going to stop there. I'll be continuing in Malachi 3 next week, but for time purposes, I'm stopping there. And I wanted to bring to the forefront that people continued not to provide the proper tithes to the Lord. They heard these prophecies and these promises, and yet they continued to not provide as they were asked to do. And yet he showed them grace. He wants the people to see the error of their ways. God responds to the people for speaking harshly against the Lord. He's displeased with those who are unfaithful. Sometimes I think he's crying on us, crying at what he sees and what's going on in the world today. And the people were wondering, why does it seem that the evildoers were prospering while they were suffering? It may look like that on the outside, but probably not on the inside. God never gives up on anyone. The Lord will return to the people when they turn their ways back to his ways. He promises to ensure their lands so that they will become fruitful, so fruitful that all nations will admire them. We give because we love. Love until it hurts. God responds to our giving with even more giving in return. Imagine if we all tried to outgive one another. Wow. Relationships would blossom. There would be no divorce. Relationships would basically be transformed. The world would be transformed. We should each take time to go through a spiritual reset, right? And that's different for everyone. And choose an area in your life or a situation in your life or just a thing in your life that you need to change or work on this week. Have that spiritual reset. Give that situation to the Lord. Do not interrogate God. Instead, turn toward his standard of living and give the Lord what is rightfully his. Do not test his patience. Do not test his patience. Speak of the goodness of God. The more you talk about him, the better you will feel, and the more you will receive from him. Serve with a joyful heart. Matt, how did you feel when you walked away from Rest Connection?
Well, we talked on the phone.
Okay.
Yes, it's something that it's been weighing heavily on my mind for a while to reach out to.
And you're saving people's lives, if you think about it. Serve with a joyful heart. Know that those who are prideful are not more blessed than you. Focus on the promises of his blessing for obedience. Acknowledge your blessings. Appreciate the large blessings and the very small ones. Receive his blessings with humility and work on having a most positive heart while receiving God's grace. We all can praise God that he pleads for all to return to him. God promises to be here for each believer, and he is. Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we start this new week, we are reminded of your call to bring people into your kingdom. We want to live out your teachings in our daily lives. Father God, forgive us for sometimes not listening to your spirit, the voice, the nudging telling us to talk to someone about you. Help us to put you first in our lives and to follow you with all our hearts, just as your disciples did when they left everything behind to follow you. Help us to surrender our own desires and our own plans to your will, and to walk the path that you have set before us. We pray that you will help us resist temptation and stay committed to you and your truth. Father God, we ask that you give us a heart for the lost and to live a life of service that is endearing to you. And we thank you for your endless grace. Amen.